This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A new poll by AgriPulse finds the majority of farmers and ranchers plan to vote for a Republican in the 2016 presidential election. The poll results announced last week say 40% of those Republican supporters plan to vote for Donald Trump. On the Democratic ticket, 49% gave Hillary Clinton an edge over Bernie Sanders, with Sanders receiving 41% of the Democrat voters' support. The poll asked 750 farmers and ranchers their voting preference. Of that, 70% identified themselves as Republicans, while 19% identified themselves as Democrats, and 12% listed themselves as independent voters. The nationwide telephone poll was conducted by a third-party research company last week and included 750 farmers and ranchers who own at least 200 acres of farmland. Syngenta is inching closer to announcing a $43 billion takeover agreement with ChemChina, according to Bloomberg. ChemChina reportedly offered a sweeter deal to Syngenta than Monsanto by offering the $43 billion in cash. Monsanto offered a similar $43 billion takeover in August, but the proposal included cash and a portion of its own shares. Syngenta rejected Monsanto's repeated attempt at the displeasure of Syngenta shareholders. However, perhaps now the strategy paid off. Monsanto's shares have slumped about 13% since the beginning of August, amid a slump in commodities. ChemChina is guaranteeing a higher price than the stock ever reached on its own, or is likely to reach anytime soon. Bloomberg reported the Chinese government is likely more than willing to pay cash for the deal, given the country's interest is becoming more agriculturally self-sufficient. However, the involvement of state entities could raise issues for U.S. antitrust regulators, as agriculture can be considered a national security interest. If you started off the new year with a resolution to be more healthy, nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council, Joyce Vickery, has some tips to help you stay on track. Joyce says it all starts with the most important meal of the day.
It is probably the most important meal of the day. And of course, we're in a new year, 2016. Many people have health goals. And actually, breakfast is probably a pretty good place to start to make sure that this year is healthier for us. And we certainly know that breakfast is probably a good chance to boost our intake of foods that oftentimes are lacking in our diets, like dairy, fruit, and whole grains. And these are all foods that pack a powerful punch of vitamins, minerals, and protein, as well as fiber. So it is good to focus in on breakfast.
Joyce says since breakfast is the first meal of the day, it's important to include a variety of foods and to consume at least 20 to 30 grams of protein.
Breakfast is really our first opportunity at nutrition, and so it's a very good idea probably to focus in on those foods that tend to be low in our diet. So dairy is a great place to start, and most people do not reach their 3 servings of dairy that we need each and every day. So making sure you have something like milk, yogurt, or cheese is awesome for breakfast. And then also, one of the other things we want to do when we have breakfast is to plan to have at least 2 to 3 of the food groups included in our breakfast. And then another thing we might want to consider is our protein intake. Recommendations are we should have about 20 to 30 grams of protein with each meal, and that does include breakfast.
If you're one of those people like me, you might struggle with eating a large meal in the morning. Joyce recommends sticking to a routine and eventually your body will adjust.
I would say, first of all, be consistent. Your body will get used to eating breakfast at a regular time if you make sure to plan it that way. And if you do eat breakfast, it's likely that you'll find you have more energy in the morning, and it really does help you control portions throughout the day, especially with that protein in there. So you might want to start small and slow, maybe start out with a glass of milk or a cheese stick in the morning. That's a great way to start the day with at least 8 grams of protein and just kind of build on it. Another suggestion is to try having your breakfast before you do your morning coffee. Can caffeine can be an appetite suppressant, so that may get in the way of your desire to eat in the morning. I will say it doesn't affect me that way. I usually start my morning with coffee, but that's another suggestion. And then something else you could do is start the day with a yogurt smoothie or milk smoothie with frozen fruit, and of course including something like Greek yogurt, which has twice the amount of protein as regular yogurt, is also something that you can aim for.
The St. Louis Dairy Council website and Facebook page both have more information about eating healthy, and Joyce says to focus on the foods and nutrients that tend to be low in your diet.
Well, certainly visit our website, which is stldairycouncil.org, and also our Facebook page. Lots more information there, as well as some recipes. I would say, just as a reminder, try to get, for this year, 2016, focus in on the foods and the nutrients that tend to be low in our diet. Make sure you get your 3 servings of dairy, have plenty of fruits and veggies, and also whole grains. A great way to be healthy for this new year.
Joyce Vickery, nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.